It is Wednesday, but it's not just any Wednesday, is it, Sally?
No, it's not. It is What's Up Wednesday. We love our What's Up Wednesdays.
What's Up Wednesday it is, and Yusra is here with us again. Good morning, Yusra.
Good morning.
Morning, Yusra.
Good morning. Welcome.
Career coach Yusra is here with us this morning.
Yes.
And we're talking learning plans this morning.
We are. Mm-hmm. But first of all, before we get there, explain to anybody who has just come down from Mars and doesn't know what What's Up is.
Yeah.
Explain to us what is it?
Okay, What's Up basically is the career destination that you will be looking for in Egypt. We provide, it's a job board, we provide companies post jobs on our website, so you can search for a job through What's Up.
Mm-hmm.
And also we do other stuff that supports people in their careers.
Right.
Like meetups, career coaching, of course, and other stuff that would allow people to develop in their careers, to find new jobs, to and so on.
Okay.
So it's a career destination.
It's an all-round thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Everything. All right. Lovely stuff. Okay, we are talking about learning new skills and stuff. And you mentioned learning plan. What is a learning plan?
Yeah, because it sounds very daunting.
Yeah.
When you think plan, you think, you know, oh gosh, you know, do I have to sit there and set something? And does that mean, am I going to actually fulfill these goals that I've set for myself?
Yeah.
So what is it? What is it?
Okay, learning plan, basically, it's what you need to do whenever you want to learn a new skill.
Okay.
And there are lots of skills. So there are the general skills that you get to learn them on the way,
right,
through experiences, through exposures, like the kind of skills that communication, negotiation, the things that you learn through dealing with people,
right,
mostly.
Social skills.
Yeah,
yeah,
mostly. And then there are the technical skills, the job-related skills.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the ones that actually require you to plan in order to get to learn them quite well.
Okay.
So first of all, you need to first be very clear about your goal. Why do you want to learn this certain skill?
Mm-hmm.
Because many people, and actually professionals, people who are experienced in their careers, they have this misconception that it's all about certificates.
Mm.
And they go around collecting
them. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, collecting random skills, things that are not related to each other in a sense, and thinking that this would make them appear more attractive to employers or
okay.
such.
So don't go for useless things that you don't need for a particular job or whatever. Actually focus
yeah.
on the things that are going to be important and helpful to you.
Yeah, it's never the more the merrier. So
right.
yeah. So you have to first ask yourself a couple of questions as to why do I need to learn the skill? Am I looking to change my career? Am I looking to learn something completely different from my current field?
Mm-hmm.
Or am I looking to advance in my current
yeah,
career,
get
for
a
example?
Promotion or something?
Yeah,
yeah.
For example. So you need to be very clear about the goal as to why you want to learn this certain skill.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So how do you go about choosing a skill? Is there a way that you can sort of like choose a particular thing that you want to do?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a particular
yes, definitely.
Advice on that?
Definitely. First of all, you need to be on top of the trends of the market.
Okay.
We spoke last week about the supply and demand concept, that there are some skills or some jobs that are currently in demand.
Mm.
So whenever you're trying to learn something new, you need to be aware of what is actually needed out there in companies.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So
juggling, not so much. Because I've always wanted to learn to juggle. So if I went for like a juggling course, that probably wouldn't be...
You might want to start with walking.
That's true. So what were the reminders? What were the jobs that were big in demand at the moment?
Mostly anything that's technology related,
right.
which makes sense now.
Yeah.
Software development, of course. Business development as well is a very trendy field now.
Mm-hmm.
And digital marketing as well.
Okay.
So let's take digital marketing or social media, for example, when talking about skills. So if you want to know what skills are required in this field, you can do something as simple as checking job requirements on job boards,
mm-hmm.
right.
to see what companies are looking for. So on WhatsApp, for example, we have over 900 social media vacancies right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
A lot of social media vacancies.
What are we doing here, Sally? We got jobs in social media to come.
Well, Mark.
I can tweet.
Yeah, for sure. I know you can tweet. Mark spends half his life on Twitter.
Excellent.
So we're going to get people working in social media now saying, it's not just about tweeting.
It's true.
And Instagramming.
It's true.
So what kind of, for instance, if you're someone who is interested in moving into the field of social media, what kind of, how can you upskill for that? I mean, what kind of skills would you need to learn if you want to move into that field?
Okay, first of all, you start by doing your research and in checking the job requirements. Of course, it doesn't make sense to check the 900 jobs. So you pick a sample of multinational companies and startups and medium-sized companies. By reading them, you will get an idea of what kind of skills that are required in this field. So this would allow you to not end up wasting or investing money and time in learning something that's not actually demanded on the other side.
Or outdated.
Or that.
Because that's how fast the world moves these days, isn't it? You know, you start learning something and then you realize everyone else is light years ahead. Like if you tried to learn HTML right now, you know.
Yeah, or the ICDL certificate.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
So people,
you're just talking in acronyms, you two, now. I don't know what you're talking about.
We've moved on.
Lol. So the things are outdated. Don't learn those things. Do learn, you know, do your research, find something, and then I guess you've got to have a learning plan.
Yes, no, not the complete learning plan, of course, because the plan still consists of other elements.
Right.
But you will know what are you going to focus on now.
So it's an evaluation period where you see, okay, what are the skills that keep coming up that I need to take on? Because obviously it's an obvious gap in my knowledge or skill set or whatever. And then take steps to remedy that.
All right, we're going to come back, Yusra, and we're going to speak a bit more about these learning new skills and stuff this morning. It is WhatsApp Wednesday. And we've got brand new music for you right now from Cheryl Cole. Are you a fan of Cheryl Cole, Yusra?
No, not really.
Okay, well.
Well, that's
all right. Well, we're going to play it anyway, Yusra.
Do you know what? This is great song.
You can sit outside whilst we play the song, all right?
It is a really great song. She's been away from sort of the music business for a while. And
her and Liam still together?
No.
They split.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. But this is a great song because she sort of talks about how her love life has been extensively covered and her marriage is obviously. She's been married multiple times in the press and stuff. It's a great song.
It is called Love Made Me Do It at 9FM. Yeah.
Mark and Sally with the best start to your day. The Morning Show on 9FM.
Chainsmokers and Kelsea Ballerini and This Feeling, they've been performing their song live recently, and a great song it is too. It is What's Up Wednesday, and here with us is Yusra. Morning, Yusra.
Good morning.
Hi, Yusra.
Hello. So we're talking about learning new skills and having a learning plan, but if you are thinking of that, who can you ask? Who would you go to get advice on this?
Yeah, because we already talked about you looking at different jobs and trying to get an idea, but I mean, what else can you do?
Yeah, and in addition to that, your actual work in researching or looking for job requirements, current job requirements, you can always go to matter experts. Matter experts are people who are already in the field that you wish to join.
Okay.
If you're someone, for example,
matter experts or subject matter
experts.
Okay.
Yeah. Someone who's an expert in this field, they have all the information that you would need.
Yeah, an actual expert, not like mommy and daddy who know everything about everyone. We all have those people in our lives. I'm just saying, putting it out there.
They're a lot. Sadly. Okay.
So people actually know things. People who actually know things.
Yes. Yeah. So if you're looking to get a promotion at your current job or to advance in your current career, you can always ask, for example, your manager, if it's a supportive manager.
Yeah.
You can ask him what am I supposed to do next. He knows your current skills. He knows your current what are your points of development or what do you need to work at improving. So he's probably going to give you the idea of what is required of you in order to reach your next level.
Right.
And if it's not a promotion, if you're looking to join a completely different field or a completely new field, then make sure that you talk to people in this field before you actually start joining it.
Right.
Okay. That would give you an idea of
to make sure it's something for you.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Because obviously, like we all do this, you know, back in like university and things like that, there's a lot of skills that you learn that they tell you you're gonna need, and then you find out in the workplace that it's something else completely that's required of you, and you don't know that until you talk to someone who is actually working in the field.
What's the point of algebra? That's what I want to know. I never needed that in my life.
Well, for a radio presenter.
Yeah, there's not many skills you need for this job, to be
no,
fair.
No.
Okay, so you've got the person. You're gonna I don't know, Facebook stalk them, ask them questions, this random person, and see if that's a career for you. So once you're thinking about asking someone for advice and to go the skills, how do you go about getting those skills?
Okay, so now you have the goal, you know why do you want to learn this certain skill, and you made sure that it is actually demanded and it is actually needed in the market.
And beneficial to you and your progress.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. So now you need to know where am I going to get this skill? Most people think that in order to get a credible certificate, you have to learn it in a certain school or in a certain institute.
Right.
And you have to physically attend classes 2 days a week or something.
Is that not the case?
Not usually. I mean, this is good, but many people find it challenging because of the time challenge.
Yeah, yeah.
We have other commitments. You currently have a job.
Yeah,
yeah, you're working. So probably it's not going to be the ultimate case for you. So there is always the online learning now.
Okay, which is just as reputable and prestigious and everything.
Exactly, and it gives you the edge of learning the skill at your own pace.
Right.
So you get to learn something online in the time that you decide, and it gives you actually the same outcome at the end. In addition to giving you the edge also of you learn something by yourself without the guidance that is available in schools or institutions. Mm-hmm. So you get to test your commitment, or you get to test how good are you at learning something on your own.
Mm-hmm. Right. Which is another important skill to have in general in the job market.
True.
Being someone who is able to initiate things and follow through.
True.
Yeah.
Yes. So, and we at WASDAF actually, we have a lot of partners that would help you learn skills online.
I bet you do. I bet you do, Yusra.
WASDAF have all bases covered. That's the thing.
You got it going on over there at WASDAF. So people can come to you, and what would they say? What would they do if they wanted some advice on how to get new skills or learn a skill?
But I, as a career coach, I wouldn't tell you the actual skill that you need to learn, because
right.
I don't have the technical knowledge in this. Neither does any career coach.
Yeah, yeah.
But we will give you the actual guidance that you need to go to this place, or you need to contact this person in order to get the information that you need.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't be able to you'll be able to tell me where I could learn to juggle, but not necessarily that I should learn to juggle.
Yeah.
Okay.
You
right.
insist on learning to juggle.
Well, I don't know.
You insist.
Well, it's something, isn't it? It's something.
Yeah, it is. It is something.
Gotta have a skill.
And a backup.
And a backup. And a backup.
Join the circus.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, exactly.
When you decide that you're too old to be speaking for a living.
Yeah, the Cairo Circus
exactly.
is where it's at.
Yalla.
So if someone's listening right now and they're thinking, they've been wondering, maybe I should learn something else. I'm a bit bored in this particular job. I'm a bit bored in my particular role in mm-hmm. this job. How would they know that this is a good time for them to learn new skills? Mm-hmm. Is there something that tells you, yes, this is the right time, this is the skill, or this is something that you should look into?
Okay, it all depends on your evaluation. I mean,
are you ever too old to learn new skills?
No, never.
No.
Never. It depends on what you want to do next.
Right.
What is your next level? Are you satisfied where you are? Do you think that you need to advance more? Do you think that you need to get promoted? So probably you're going to need more skills and so on. But the most important thing is that you do not learn for the sake of certifications, or you do not learn for the sake of because I want to look attractive to employers, so I'm going to learn skills that are not actually related to each other.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's not nice.
No, no. And if you end up going to the interview going, and this is my cycling award that I got in grade 5, and this is my swimming badge that I got. You know, you don't need to go through everything. Just learn something that is going to help you in what you
yeah,
want to do.
It's all about relevancy and specialization. It has to be something that's in your field or in the field that you look to join.
All right, lovely stuff. Well, we're going to come back with Yusra shortly. If you have any questions, you can tweet us just on Twitter, please, or Facebook this morning. Just Twitter or Facebook at 9FM. is where you can tweet us, or you can get onto our Facebook page and put a question on there, and we'll come back shortly. 9 FM, it is What's the for Wednesday, and Yusra is here on the show once again this morning. Good morning again, Yusra.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here. And, well, we've been talking about learning new skills. We've been talking about your learning plan and that kind of thing. But how do you create... This is all about jobs, if you just tuned in this morning, yeah, and how to get further in your job or change jobs and what new skills you might need. How do you create the right conditions for being successful?
Well, this is very important because usually this is the step where people tend to give up or feel demotivated.
Start and then never finish.
Yes.
Yeah.
And actually, if we're talking about online learning or online courses, a very huge percent of people who register or enroll in online courses, they do not finish the course.
Mm. There's something good on TV and stuff like that, so you end up doing that instead.
Probably.
Lots of different reasons. I find that if you don't want to do something, you'll find a million reasons not to do it.
Not just that, but people tend to, they put to themselves like unrealistic milestones.
Okay.
You need to make sure that whenever you're planning something, you have a certain timeline with realistic milestones. Because at the end of the day, we are all busy and we are all, we have other commitments.
Right. So don't don't push yourself too hard. Say, for instance, by this day, I want to have done this much, but don't make it too unrealistic.
Yeah, don't be like, I want to lose like 10 kilos in like a day. Like those kind of expectations.
And at the end, it would make you feel demotivated and eventually you're going to give up.
Yeah.
So for example, if you are checking which course are you going to register to online, you need to first read the reviews on this course, read the reviews on the instructor, on the people who actually took the course. What do they say? You need to check the content of this course.
Okay.
Is it deep enough? Would it allow you to get the knowledge that you need? So let's say this will take you 3 to 4 days, for example.
Okay.
So don't overpush yourself and say, I'm going to finish all this in one day, for example.
Right.
Because probably with your commitments or with your work or whatever, you wouldn't be able to finish this.
Mm.
And it will leave you demotivated, and then, okay, I'm going to do it tomorrow. Okay, tomorrow. And
tomorrow
it's
never
hard,
comes.
Though, isn't it? It's hard though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because when you know you've got a bit of extra time, you've given yourself this extra time, you end up leaving it until the last minute and then trying to cram it all into one thing. And that's not a very good idea, I guess.
Yes, true. That's why you need to have a timeline with specific milestones. By the end of this week, I would have finished reading the job requirements and understanding what skills do I need.
Okay.
And then the next week, I'm going to talk to people or friends I know in this area.
Mm.
So I'm going to get even further information.
Okay.
And then after that, I'm going to go online and check the courses and do my research. So when you put like baby steps in the plan.
I love baby steps. I do everything. I do everything at baby step pace.
Yeah. I can vouch for that for sure. No, but it is really interesting. So realistic goals.
Yes.
So you don't get demotivated. What else can you do?
Okay. Another thing you can do actually is blended learning. Like if you and your friend are or you and your colleague are starting to learn something new, maybe you can do this together.
Right.
This would allow you to motivate each other and will allow you to even explore your learning styles.
Yeah.
Because many people they have this learning style of when I explain to someone or when I teach someone, I understand the concept better.
I think that works really well. Actually,
we do it together.
Yeah.
So Sally comes home to me and she says, "Mark, I'm going out tonight with Hashem from work. We're going to be working on something until late." I mean, what am I supposed to say to that? I'm saying, no, you're not going anywhere.
I'm saying you can come along. Come along and maybe learn a thing or two about the world where we live in. Maybe you'll get a little bit further.
Oh, Yusra, you've started something here.
I know.
You've started something here. But so blended learning, that's good. I've never heard that term before, blended learning.
Yeah,
so.
you learn with other people.
Mm.
Yeah. And this allows you to explore other learning styles than just staying at home and watching a tutorial or reading something.
And you hold each other accountable as well. If someone's not done something, you say, oh, you know, I've done this, why haven't you done this? And you can motivate each other.
It's a really, really effective technique.
Okay.
Try and find someone who's working at your pace.
Exactly.
I
or
guess.
Maybe even a little bit more, because if you are naturally competitive,
not a chance.
Like me. Then you want someone. If you're learning a new skill because you want to improve yourself, you have that competitiveness anyways in you, don't you? A little bit. Mm-hmm. So find something I think that will push that in you. I think that's probably a good idea.
So yes. How do you keep yourself motivated then, Yusra? How do you do this? How do you keep yourself going? And, you know, mm-hmm. because it's a bit of a slog. You're learning a new skill. You might have a family. You might have things to do for mm-hmm. the family.
The difficulties of life. Yeah.
You have your normal everyday life. You've got work. You've got everything. Mm-hmm. How do you keep yourself going?
Okay, besides the points that we already discussed, there is this very important thing, which is practice. Mm. This is the thing that would keep you motivated, that you actually see the progress in front of you.
Yeah. Right.
You have to find a chance to apply what you learn once you learn it, because otherwise you're going to forget it.
Ah, put it into practice.
Exactly.
Right.
So put it into practice. This may come through if you're someone who's joining a new field from scratch. This might come through internships, for example.
Right.
You can try to get an internship somewhere where you could apply what you are already learning.
Yeah.
And if you're doing something at your current job, for example, you can try engaging in any collaborative project at work where you can apply what you just learned or what you are currently learning. And this will allow you to get feedback from your colleagues, will allow you to get into the mood of trial and error.
Yeah.
Where you have to apply something and know this doesn't work, so I'm going to do it another way. And you can also always start a project on a small scale at home.
Right.
This actually does really help. It will keep you motivated, and it will allow you to see the progress of what you're learning.
So if you're like you're learning video editing or something, if mm-hmm. you have the software at home, you could make your own little mini movies or something as you learn the skills as they go along.
Yes,
for
yes.
yourself.
And definitely you can get feedback from other more experienced people that you know around you or anything like that. Mm-hmm. This will definitely help you stay motivated.
Well, we hope that these bits of advice, these tidbits that we've had from Yusra this morning on upskilling and learning new skills and your learning plans and stuff like that have really helped this morning. If you want more information, what can people do with you guys at WhatsApp?
Okay, if you need something that's related to jobs or internships or careers, definitely go to wasaf.net. And if it's something that has to do with coaching or guidance in your career, you can always go to coaches.wasaf.net.
I have to do it every time. Wasaf is spelled WUZZUF.
Actually, if you write it in any way on Google, you will find it the first result.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Look at you guys.
Well done, Wasaf.
All right. Nice. Well, thank you very much for being here, Yusra, with
Thank
us.
Thank you so much.
We'll have more from Wasaf Wednesday next week.